Hello and welcome to the This Month in Forensics podcast for July 2019. I'm Phil Moore and here's a few things from the last month that I wanted to talk about. Of course, this isn't everything. The industry puts out a massive amount of content every week. So for everything that I can find, you can head over to thisweekinforensics.com. This is going to be a bit of a quicker show than usual. Time's running away from me, but I still wanted to mention a few things. A quick shout out again to Ludrina for her contributions during the month, as well as those that have donated via Patreon. First things first, I wanted to say a big thank you to everyone that voted for this week's In Forensics in the Forensic Forecast Awards. Taking the Resource of the Year category was just really great. And so thanks to everyone that voted. It really means a lot. Also, a big congratulations to everyone that got nominated for all the hard work that they put in throughout the year. It really goes to show that your efforts don't go unnoticed. So I'm sure everyone really appreciates even just being nominated, and a congratulations to all the winners. And on to the show. Almost a year after Adam Harrison identified that Regback was no longer being utilized, Microsoft has confirmed it. So it's not really news, but going onward from Windows 10 1803, Regback's not really a thing anymore. So what does that mean? Not much. It's populated in volume shadow copies, so you should be able to go back that way. But you just won't be able to go back into the Regback folder for later Windows 10 systems. Elcomsoft wrote a number of helpful articles surrounding the state of iOS acquisition, iCloud acquisition, the current state of iCloud security, as well as some of the upcoming changes that they found when examining iOS 13 beta. So that doesn't mean, their article on iOS 13, for example, that doesn't mean that the things they found are going to be necessarily in iOS 13. They may get pulled and pushed. I think that's what they found when Elcomsoft went through looking at one of the iOS 12 betas. You know, some of the things that they said, oh, this is coming, when it was actually released, the Apple had decided to pull some of the features. But it's always good when people do this kind of research because it gets us an idea of what could be coming, and also for vendors to prepare for the eventuality of improved security or increased data logging or whatever it is that might be forensically useful. Marco Newman has started a new blog, the B Binary Forensics, and wrote a few posts in the last couple of weeks documenting his research into the Skype application, both the desktop application and the Metro style, the Windows 8 plus Windows 10 app of Skype. And he ran through a few of those different versions and looked at where and how they store data, also focusing on identifying pictures that were transferred, like that were sent via messages to each other. So it's good research, especially if you have to analyze Skype communications. And also something to keep in mind that just because Skype is installed on the desktop doesn't mean it's not also installed as a Windows 10 app. The Forensic Lunch has returned, and Dave, Matthew, and their new potentially co-host Alex discussed what they were up to, as well as parsing tools for event logs and Matt's Mario-like moustache. He did say he was going to get a Mario hat, but I saw pictures at the summit, and Matt, I was not impressed. There was no Mario hat. I like that they started back up again, as I've always found something useful in each of the broadcasts. So it's really great to see that they're going to hopefully start up, hopefully monthly, if not more often, because it's a really great resource to learn from. And they're also Forensic Forecast Award winners. So, you know, they got congratulations to them, and they definitely deserve it. Having mentioned the Forecast Awards, I can't not mention that the DFIR Summit in Austin was just on last week, and a lot of good research came out of that. All of the presentations can be found online on the SANS site, and they'll be releasing the recordings in the upcoming months. Usually they start, I think, usually it's August, but that was when the summit was in June. So maybe, you know, late August, September, we'll start seeing some of the talks come in on a weekly basis, which is really cool. And I can't go past mentioning that my boss, Nick Klein, gave a talk on Velociraptor with Michael Cohen, who wrote the tool. The tool is really, really cool. It's this open source kind of agent that you can push, and you can collect and hunt for information and files and all the good stuff that you want on a network-wide forensic investigation. So if you want to try it out, it's very much in active development. You can go over to GitHub and pull it down and play with it and see whether it's something that interests you. And then give us a shout and tell us how you found it and what you think about it. So yeah, you can go over there. They've got their new website, velocidex.com, and you can head over there. Alexis Brignoni at Initialization Vectors shared some of his research that he presented with Chris Vance regarding identifying traces of deleted apps, which is very useful for mobile device examinations. As with computers, just because an application has been deleted doesn't mean that all traces of that app have been erased as well. So this research can be really, really important at helping to identify when that app might have been deleted, when it was utilized, even though it's not there anymore, which is really cool. Another presentation I'm looking forward to watching is Blanche Lagney's presentation on AmCache. She wrote a paper earlier in the year, and she updated it with some additional research for the summit. So it'd be really cool to watch that. And lastly, DS stores, which are littered around the Mac OS, look like they're really interesting, and of course Nicole Ibrahim did a great job dissecting them and presenting that research. I've obviously seen them throughout Mac examinations, but never really dived into it, and so she's done a really good bit of research and released a tool to dissect them and pull them apart and get all the useful information that you might be able to find. And that's all for the month. Of course, that isn't everything. For everything that I found, you can head over to thisweekinforensics.com. For the Patreon subscribers, and for those that don't know about Patreon, if you get a bit of value out of my work and you want to give a little bit of value back, the link is in the show notes and at the top of the page. Patreon supporters get the links that I've mentioned as well as the time codes to make it easier to look up what's been mentioned. So thanks to everyone that has already donated. If you've got any suggestions or recommendations, you can let me know on Twitter. I'm at Phil Moore. A special thanks to my friend Jeff, who's Animatic on SoundCloud, for his tracks. And thanks for listening. I'll speak to you next month.